don't ever study English. Listening comprehension tape.
Tape one. A mother and her young child learning English. Situation 1. Wake up in the morning. Mrs. Lee, a Korean housewife, decides to teach English to her son Minsoo. She will nickname Minsoo Michael from now on. So, she also decides to speak only English to him.
Michael, it is time to wake up.
Huh?
Yes, it is time to wake up. And also, from now on I will speak only English to you, and you should speak only English to me too.
Okay, Mom.
Right, that's good.
It will be hard at first, but I think I can do it.
I know you can do it.
I will do my best.
That is great. All I want is for you to do your best in everything you do.
Mom, what time is it?
It is 7 o'clock in the morning.
7 o'clock? I have to go to school by 8.
Yes, so come and eat your breakfast.
Okay, I will wash my face, brush my teeth, and then I will eat breakfast.
Don't forget to wash your hands, too.
Mom, when I wash my face, I am also washing my hands.
That's true. Okay, then don't forget to brush your hair.
I won't. I always brush my hair before I go to school.
You've never brushed your hair or your teeth before. When did you start?
Mom, now that I'm in middle school, I have a girlfriend, so now I have to look good.
A girlfriend? When I was in middle school, I never thought of boys.
I know, Mom. You told me 20 times.
Situation 2. Eating breakfast. Michael goes into the kitchen and sits down at the table. His mom and dad are already there.
Michael, what do you want for breakfast?
I would like some cereal, please.
Cereal? Wouldn't you still be hungry?
Dad, you're speaking English too?
Yes, your mother said it would help you, so I am speaking English too.
It feels strange speaking English to you, Dad.
Don't worry about that. What you should worry about is your breakfast. How can you eat only cereal?
It is not only cereal. He will be eating it with milk.
Yeah, Dad. I'll be having milk and cereal.
That doesn't matter. I don't think only milk and cereal is enough. You also need to eat some rice and kimchi.
Dad, young people don't like kimchi for breakfast.
Yes, dear. You know Michael doesn't like spicy food in the morning.
When I was young, we ate kimchi 3 times a day and liked it. And if I don't eat rice, I would be still hungry.
You always say that, Dad. But Grandpa said you only like bread and chocolate.
That's not true.
Well, that's what Grandpa said.
Michael, it is 7:30. You will be late.
Okay, let me eat the cereal, and then I'll catch the bus at 7:45.
Hurry up.
And tomorrow you should eat some lice.
Dad, that's not right. It's rice, with an R, not lice, with an L. And I'll eat some rice today.
You will? Good. Here, have some right now.
No, Dad. I'll eat it for lunch and dinner. I just don't like it for breakfast.
All right, you win.
Situation 3. Going to school. Michael finishes his breakfast and then walks to the bus stop. A little while later, a school bus comes and he gets on it. On the bus, he meets his friend, Andy.
Andy, how are you?
Huh?
No, not huh. You should say what.
What?
That's better. Let's speak in English.
Okay, but why?
Well, my mom decided that the best way to learn English is to practice it all the time.
Everybody knows that.
Yes, everybody knows it, but nobody does it. So we are going to do it.
It sounds like a good idea.
It's a great idea. Maybe we should tell our friends and teachers about it.
Maybe, but we should think about it first.
You're right. Let's think about it before we decide.
What are you doing at lunchtime?
I don't know. Why?
We can talk about it more then.
That's a good idea. Let's talk about it more at lunchtime.
Situation 4. Back at home. Mr. and Mrs. Lee are still back at home. They are talking about the idea of speaking only English.
I am not sure that speaking only English is a good idea.
Why not?
Well, I'm worried that Michael will forget Korean.
That is impossible.
No, it's not.
Of course it is. Even if we speak English to Michael, he will watch Korean television, listen to Korean songs, and go to Korean school. How can he forget?
You're right. I don't have to worry. But why are we speaking English to each other?
Because if we don't speak English, then Michael won't either.
But my English is not very good.
Yes, it is. And it will get better if you speak it more.
That is true. And even though it will be difficult, I will do it for my son.
Thank you. I knew you would understand.
That is what parents are for. It is our job to help him.
Yes.
Mrs. Lee looks at the clock.
What time do you have to go to work?
By 9 o'clock. Why?
Well, it's already 8:15.
Oh, I should go.
Goodbye. See you tonight.
Goodbye. I'll be home by 7.
Situation 5. A telephone call. Mrs. Lee makes a telephone call to Andy's mother, Mrs. Cho.
Hello. May I please speak with Mrs. Cho?
This is she. May I ask who is calling?
Yes, it's Mrs. Lee, Michael's mother.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How have you been?
Fine, thank you. May I ask you a question?
Of course.
Why are we speaking in English?
Oh, yes. I am trying to teach English to Michael by speaking only English to him. Then I remembered that you majored in English literature in college, so I was wondering if you would help me.
I would be happy to help you, but I graduated from college 15 years ago. My English is not very fluent.
Then it will be good practice for you, too.
That's true, and it will be great for Andy. He really wants to improve his English.
I am so happy. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
By the way, what are you doing this afternoon?
I have no plans. Why?
Well, I'm going to go to the supermarket. Would you like to go with me?
Yes, that would be great. I need to go grocery shopping, too.
I will drive my car. What time should I pick you up?
How is 2 o'clock?
Perfect. I'll see you then.
Okay, see you then.
Situation 6. Grocery shopping. Mrs. Lee drives her car to Mrs. Cho's house. Then they drive together to the supermarket.
Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. It's only 2:10.
Yes, but it's cold outside. I'm sorry.
No, really. It is no problem. Where are we going grocery shopping?
Let's go to the LG supermarket.
I've never been there. How is it?
It's really nice. The prices and the services are very good.
They arrive at the LG supermarket, park the car, and go inside.
Wow, this is really nice. They have everything.
Yes, they do have a very good selection. What do you need to buy today?
Today, I need to buy vegetables.
What vegetables are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy lettuce, mushrooms, tomatoes, potatoes, onions, and garlic.
But a tomato is not a fruit. It's a vegetable.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. What are you going to buy?
My husband really likes meat, so I have to buy a lot of meat.
What kind of meat are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy pork ribs, beef steaks, and chicken breasts.
What about fish?
Oh, I almost forgot. I am also going to buy some shrimp, crab, and tuna.
That's a lot of meat and a lot of seafood.
Yes, but my family eats a lot.
Situation 7. At a cafe. Mrs. Lee
and Mrs. Cho finish their shopping
and decide to go to a cafe to talk some more.
Going to a cafe was a great idea. I have almost no time to rest during the day.
I understand how you feel. That is why I go to a cafe for 1 hour every day. It gives me a chance to rest, to think, and sometimes to talk.
Yes, I think resting and talking are both very important. Especially when you are always busy.
Why don't we order first?
That's a good idea. Let's order.
Waiter! Oh, excuse me.
Yes, may I take your order?
Yes, I would like an espresso, please.
I am coffee.
Oh, that's a Korean expression. You should say, I'll have a coffee.
Thank you. I didn't know that. I'll have a coffee, please.
One espresso and one coffee. Would you like anything else?
No, thank you.
Actually, could I also have a piece of cake?
Of course. I'll get that for you now.
I'd like cake too, but I'm on a diet.
Why? You're so thin.
My husband says I need to lose weight.
That's funny.
Why?
Because my husband always says I need to gain weight. He thinks I'm skinny.
Situation 8. Lunch at school. Back at school, Michael and Andy are eating lunch together.
Michael, did you speak English in your classes?
I tried to, but some of the teachers wouldn't let me.
Me too. When I spoke English in my Korean language class, the teacher hit my hands with a stick.
Yeah, that happened to me too. But it was my math teacher who hit me. He said, "We live in Korea, and we should speak only Korean."
Really? I didn't think anyone still thought like that.
I know, but they do. There are still many people who think that Koreans can't speak English well. But I think if you practice, you can speak English very well.
I think you are right.
Of course I am. I am very smart.
I know, but I am even smarter.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do. Why? Don't you agree with me?
No, I think I am smarter than you. Why don't we make a bet?
Okay. What is the bet?
10,000 won.
Okay. How will we know who is smarter?
Let's see who gets a higher score on the next English test.
It's a bet.
Situation 9. Back at home. Michael goes home and talks to his mother about school.
Mom, I had a great day at school.
Really? You usually hate school.
I know, but today was different.
Why? What was so different about it?
Today, I spoke only English, and I had a lot of fun.
Did your teachers understand?
Yes, they all understood. Well, actually, one got mad and hit me.
Who was it? I will talk to him.
No, don't worry about it. He only hit my hands.
All right, if you say so. But it still makes me mad. By the way, who did you speak English with?
I spoke English with Andy. Do you remember him?
Of course I remember him. That is so funny.
Why is it funny?
Because I met Andy's mother today, and we decided to speak English too.
Really? But Andy's mother was an English major in college. Can you speak English with her?
Why not? Even if her English is better than mine, I can still practice.
That's true. Wow, Mom, you are really smart.
No, I'm not smart, but I have lived a long time, so I understand life a little better than you. That's all.
Anyway, I always learn a lot from you.
I'm happy to hear that.
Situation 10. Telephone conversation. Mrs. Lee decides to call Mrs. Cho on the phone and talk more about their children and about English. The telephone rings and Mrs. Cho answers.
Hello.
Hello. May I please speak with Mrs. Cho?
This is she. Is that you, Mrs. Lee?
Yes. How did you know?
You have a very unique voice.
Is that good or bad?
Good, of course. Your voice is soft. And you are always very polite.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. By the way, why did you call?
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about Andy and Michael. Michael told me they are speaking only English to each other.
Yes, Andy told me.
What do you think about that? Do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's a fine idea. We are speaking English to each other, so it's also good if our children do the same.
That makes sense. As usual, you are right.
Why don't we take the two boys to the movies this weekend? If they see a foreign movie, they can practice their listening, too.
That's a good idea. How is Saturday?
Sunday is better for me.
Okay, Sunday, what time?
How about 3 o'clock?
3 is fine. Where shall we meet?
Do you know the Kinema Theater?
I'm not sure.
It's very near the Galleria department store in Apgujeongdong.
Oh, yes, I know it. It has King Kong hanging from it, right?
Right, that's the one.
Great. Then I'll see you there Sunday at 3.
See you then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Situation 11. Mrs. Cho and Andy. After talking on the phone with Mrs. Lee, Mrs. Cho talks to Andy.
Andy, do you have any plans for Sunday?
No, Mom. Why?
Well, Mrs. Lee and I decided to take you and Michael to the movies.
Cool. Which theater are we going to?
We're going to meet them at the Kinema Theater.
Okay, but what movie are we going to see?
You should watch a movie in English to practice your English listening.
That's true, but even the movies in English all have Korean subtitles.
Well, you'll just have to not read them. Do you promise?
I promise. What movie are we going to see?
I was thinking about The Beach.
The Beach? Isn't Leonardo DiCaprio in that?
Yes, he is. Isn't he handsome?
Handsome? He looks like a girl. I hate him.
But wasn't he handsome in Titanic?
He was stupid in Titanic. He's so skinny, just like a little girl.
Okay, we can see something else. How about Sleepy Hollow?
That's better. Johnny Depp is in that movie. He was so cool in the movie Dead Man.
Great. Then we'll watch Sleepy Hollow.
Thanks, Mom.
Situation 12. Mr. Lee comes home from work and he, Mrs. Lee, and Michael talk about their day.
Honey, I'm home.
Hello, dear. How was your day?
It was okay, but I'm very tired. Is Michael here?
Yeah, Dad. I'm right here.
Hi, son. How was school today?
It was all right. I spoke English all day long and only got hit once.
Who hit you?
I'll tell you later, dear.
Yeah, Dad. Let's talk about that later.
If you say so, son. What did you do today?
I met with Mrs. Cho. You know Andy's mother, don't you?
Of course I do. What did you two do?
They went shopping.
What? I hope you didn't spend a lot of money.
Don't worry. We only went grocery shopping. We didn't go clothes shopping.
Are you sure you didn't spend any more money?
Well, we did go to a cafe after we went shopping.
How much was it?
Only 10,000 won for both of us.
What did you have, Mom?
I had coffee and a piece of cake. I am trying to gain weight because your father thinks I'm too skinny.
You ate some cake? Why didn't you say so? That's good. You are too skinny. You need to gain some weight.
Situation 13. Dinner. After they finish talking, the whole family eats dinner together.
All this talk about cake is making me hungry. What's for dinner?
Yeah, Mom. What's for dinner tonight?
Tonight I made bulgogi.
That sounds good. What do you think, Michael?
That sounds great. Bulgogi is my favorite food.
Yesterday you said kalbi was your favorite. Which one is it?
I like them both. Is it okay to have two favorites?
No. Favorite means the one you like best.
I think it's okay to have more than one favorite.
Mom, all your food is my favorite. You're the world's best cook.
That's true. You make even better food than my mother.
Better than Grandma? Wow, Dad. I thought you said Grandma was the best cook.
Well, she was, but now your mother is.
Thank you, dear. But don't say that in front of your mother. She'll be upset. And Michael, don't you tell Grandmother either.
I won't. I promise. But I'm really hungry. Can we eat now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course we can eat now. Here's the bulgogi. Help yourself.
Situation 14. Watching TV. After dinner, the family goes into the living room to watch TV together.
Michael, what do you want to watch?
I really like Baywatch. Can we watch it?
That depends. Have you finished your homework?
Yes, I finished it as soon as I came home.
Are you sure?
Yes. If you don't believe me, just ask Mom.
Well, dear, did he finish his homework?
Yes, he did. Michael has been a very good student these days.
I told you, Dad. Now can we watch Baywatch?
I'm not sure. What is the show about?
It's about the beach.
Dear, you know that show with all the pretty young girls wearing bathing suits?
Oh, that show. Yes, of course you can watch that show. Why don't we watch it together?
Great. Do you like that show too, Dad?
Well, I was born in Gangwon-do, so I spent a lot of time at the beach when I was young.
Is that the only reason you like it, Dad?
It's all right, dear. I know you watch that show.
You do?
Yes, I do.
And it's okay?
Yes, it's okay.
So tell me the truth, Dad. Why do you like that show?
The truth? Pamela Anderson is so beautiful. I love watching her.
Situation 15. Going to bed. After Baywatch ends, it is time for Michael to go to bed.
Michael, it's 11 o'clock. It's your bedtime.
Mom, can I stay up until 12? I'm in 7th grade now.
I know you are, but your bedtime is still 11. Now be a good boy and go to sleep.
What if Dad says I can stay up until 12?
If your father says it's okay, then it's okay with me too. But remember, he's the one who decided on 11.
Dad, can I stay up until 12?
No.
But Dad, please?
I said no. Now go wash your face and brush your teeth.
Okay. But when can I stay up until 12?
When you are in high school.
High school? But Dad, that's 2 years from now. I can't wait that long.
Okay, maybe next year, if you study hard.
Really? Thanks, Mom. I promise I'll study hard. I'll get all A's. I promise.
I hope you do get all A's. That would be wonderful.
That would be great. If you get all A's, I'll buy you a new bike, too.
Do you promise?
Yes, I promise. But right now, you still have to go to bed.
But, Dad...
No buts! Go to bed right now.
Yes, sir.
Sweet dreams.
Thanks, Mom.
Good night, son.
Good night, Dad.
Michael goes into his bedroom.
Do you think I was too strict?
No, Michael is a teenager. He needs you to be strict with him.
Okay, if you say so. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. And you're a good father and a good husband. Don't worry about our son. He is a good boy, and I bet he really will get all A's.